Medical Matters on Talk About, brought to you in association with the Bon Secours Hospital Tralee, celebrating 200 years of the Bon Secours mission.
Now, I asked you all a question at the start of the programme. When was the last time you had your blood pressure checked? Well, a new drive is underway at the moment to urge people all over the country to avoid a silent killer by getting their blood pressure checked. It'll only take you a few minutes. You can get it done by in your GP surgery or in your local pharmacy. And it might just save you from something awful like a heart attack or a stroke or heart failure or kidney failure. So we're going to talk about blood pressure. We're going to take questions from you, the listeners, on the subject of blood pressure, whether you're already on medication for it or whether you have concerns about it. And to that end, I welcome, as always, Dr. Eamon Shanahan, who joins us from Farron 4. And we're also joined this week by our special guest, JT Trainer from the Irish Heart Foundation, who is a nutrition and health promotion specialist. You're both very welcome.
Hi, Deirdre.
Thanks for having me.
Eamon, I'm going to come to you first of all, before I go to JT. You might just give us a very general overview on why we all need, after a certain age, I presume, to get our blood pressure checked regularly.
Yeah, okay, and there's an argument that we should probably be checking our blood pressure sooner rather than later as we go through life. Now, it's a fact of life that the older we get, the more likely it is that we will have raised blood pressure. Now, blood pressure rises throughout life. The thing is that it's when it reaches a level where it may cause harm, and that's the bit that we're trying to avoid. So certainly, as you go through your 30s and 40s, it would be useful to get your blood pressure checked somewhere at least once. Now, we are hugely conscious of so-called white coat hypertension, and people under stress can temporarily have a rise in their blood pressure, and there are ways and means of getting around that. But I think it's the important message is, once in a while, do get your blood pressure checked. So it's another one of the figures that might be useful for you to know about yourself.
And over a certain, like, is there a particular age group of people, an age category that you would particularly like to see getting it checked?
Well, again, I make the point, the older that people get, the more like, our blood pressure rises throughout our lives. Certainly by the time people get into their 40s and 50s, they should be getting their blood pressure checked. But even people in their 20s and 30s, because we occasionally, now it's rare, but we do occasionally see people in their 20s and 30s who have blood pressure high enough that it warrants treatment.
And Eamon, is it a case of you go to the doctor and you get your blood pressure checked and it's high? Do you have to go on a tablet then, or is there
are there things
you can do?
No, there are other things that need to be done. I mean, the thing is that the decision to treat somebody for blood pressure is an important and a critical decision, and one that needs to be carefully weighed up. The thing about it is that single blood pressure readings are probably useless, though they are useful to give people a heads up that they might have an issue, and it warrants further investigation. So if you go and get your blood pressure checked and it's an appropriate or normal blood pressure, that's it. You don't need to do anything more for the time being. But if somebody has high blood pressure, it would certainly be my own personal practice, and I know it's the practice of many of my colleagues, that we'll ask the individual to use either of the approved gold standard tests for assessing whether somebody has clinically significant high blood pressure, and that's either to put on a 24-hour blood pressure monitor or over a period of time and with the appropriate instruction to check their own blood pressure at home with home monitoring equipment. But you would need a fair amount of data to confirm that the person actually does have the appropriate blood pressure, or that they do have blood pressure. You need to assess whether they have other risk factors that are circulation, because these will need to be addressed as well. And then following all of that, a decision would then be made as to whether and when the person would start on a medication. Last word I'd say is that generally you're treating, not curing, the blood pressure. So therefore, if a decision is made for somebody to start in blood pressure treatment, unless there is subsequently very, very substantial and significant changes in their lifestyle, the likelihood is the person's going to take medication for life. All medications carry with them the potential for side effects. Most blood pressure medications are well tolerated, but you certainly don't want to put somebody on treatment if they don't actually need it in the first place.
JT, I would imagine that Eamon has probably covered a lot of what you were going to say there, but you're coming at this from the angle of nutrition and health promotion. So I presume you're going to tell us that there's a lot we could do ourselves aside from medication in looking after our blood pressure and ensuring it isn't high.
Yeah, Deirdre, and yeah, just to echo what Eamon says, as you know, at the moment we have the national campaign of Before Damage is Done, which is encouraging people, particularly in their over, once they're over 50, to go and get their blood pressure checked, because as stats show, two out of every three people over the age of 30 are affected by high blood pressure in Ireland. And research has shown that, like, for a high-income country, we're one of the lowest rates of awareness and treatment control of high blood pressure in Europe. So we're really trying to raise the awareness of the importance and the long-term effects. But I suppose in my role in the Irish Heart Foundation, in terms of health promotion, like, we try to echo the good news stories that medication has a huge part to play in terms of managing something like blood pressure, but in terms of the overall risk of heart disease and stroke, like, we know 80% is avoidable through lifestyle changes as well. So simple lifestyle changes or adjustments in terms of physical activity, diet, smoking cessation, alcohol consumption, and behaviours that directly affect your health.
And stress would be another one, JT, I presume.
Stress definitely is another one, and stress management is a key part of, in terms of that immediate effect on blood pressure and long-term chronic effect as well.
And is there any particular type of diet or foods that the Irish Heart Foundation recommends to people to keep their blood pressure within healthy limits?
Well, it kind of just falls all under that, what we always hear about, that, like, following a healthy, balanced diet. But definitely salt is one of the main contributors, and trying Absolutely. To reduce your salt intake. So we have, and as part of this campaign, we have a lot of information up on our website as well about the around how to manage your blood pressure and sort of dietary advice as well. And probably, when we work with people individually, it's probably the awareness or lack of awareness of what actually contains salt and how much salt is actually in food, and some of the in terms of, like, processed packaged foods, cured meats and things like that, where it's not always just the salt shaker, but it's the content in the food before we even start adding other pieces to the cooking process.
And during the month of May, I know that throughout the month the Irish Heart Foundation is encouraging people to get their blood pressure checked. More pharmacies are now willing to do that for you as well. Are there other places one can go? Because I know that a lot of people will tell me on the programme, a lot of listeners will say that they find it hard to get an appointment with their GP.
Yes, and it's something we have enjoyed support from the Irish Pharmacy Union around encouraging people to go to their pharmacy to get their health check and have that initial conversation with the healthcare professional. And if it is the case that maybe perhaps they need to follow up and go to their GP, then that will always be advised. And just to echo what Eamon says, in terms of our campaign and on the website, we have a lot of great information around how to carry out a home check as well, as that is an important tool about getting an overall average over time, and not as Eamon said, it's maybe not just a one point of time, but taking your average over a period of days and weeks, and can give you a better impression of where you're at, and that may inform your decision to maybe go and see your GP. So we have a lot of great information there around choosing a reliable monitor and cuff, and how to administer your home testing.
So is your advice that if you can get a home tester, get one, particularly, we'll say, if you have a family predisposition towards high blood pressure, or if you've been diagnosed already with it?
I think our advice would be it's always a good idea, but also too, if you have a family history of heart disease and you haven't had your blood pressure checked in a while, it's a good idea to go to your healthcare professional and get checked with your GP or pharmacist first of all.
Okay, and I presume there's lots more information about this type of thing on the Irish Heart Foundation website.
Yeah, on irishheart.ie, or if you search Before Damage is Done, we've loads of information around the campaign itself, and you can sign up and it will be emailed out our blood pressure health pack, and also, like, a lot of information around the risk management in terms of diet, physical activity and other items like that.
And we should stress as well, of course, JT, that There could be people listening who've never had their blood pressure checked. Now, that sounds inconceivable, but you'd be surprised the amount of people who've never go inside the door of a doctor. It's painless, it's quick, it's over in less than a minute, and it might just save your life.
Yeah, exactly. It's very unintrusive, and it is that thing. It's very... It's one of the most easily managed issues that we can have, but unless you know you have it, you can't manage it and you can't control it.
This is it, exactly. So the whole emphasis of this campaign is to make sure you know what your blood pressure is. Well, listen, JT, we let you go. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Dr. Eamon staying with us for the remainder of our medical matters slot, but thank you, and it's a very worthy campaign. I'm sure Eamon will agree, and we appreciate your time this afternoon. Mm-hmm.
Thanks very much.
And that is JT Trainor there from the Irish Heart Foundation. JT is a nutrition and health promotion specialist. And thank you very much to him for chatting to us. Now,
Medical Matters on Talk About, brought to you in association with the Bon Secours Hospital Tralee, celebrating 200 years of the Bon Secours mission.
Now, some questions have come in, and Eamon, we're going to prioritise the one on blood pressure, but after that, there are two or three people who sound very worried about other things, and because they sound particularly anxious, I'm going to put those questions to you as
Not
well.
Not a problem.
But we'll start with the blood pressure one. And my heart goes out to this poor person who's 50 years old. He or she says, I think it's... No, they don't say whether they're male or female. But anyway, this person is 50 and says they're on blood pressure medicine for 10 years, and yet their blood pressure is very high. My doctor says he can't give me any more meds. I'm on 195 milligrams of meds broken into four tablets. I've lost a lot of weight. I've cut out salt. I've cut way back on alcohol. I'm eating healthy. Why isn't it coming down? My blood pressure this morning was 159 over 97.
Yeah, and that certainly would be a concern, albeit that it's a single reading. Bottom line is that while lifestyle does have a bearing, the vast majority of blood pressure is determined genetically. It's a heritable condition, and it's something that we just inherit in our genes, and that's the thing that drives the blood pressure. Now, my own view on this situation is that it's time that this person would be seen by a cardiologist. We certainly, as general practitioners, will manage the vast majority of people with high blood pressure, and we can certainly adequately control and bring the blood pressure under good control. But there are a number of people whose blood pressure is very resistant, and the thing is that for them, they would need to be seen by the relevant specialist. Quite apart from anything else, you want to make sure that there's no what we call end organ damage, that there's no damage being done to their circulation in the brain or the eyes or the heart or the kidneys as a result of the high blood pressure. So it's time to be seen by a specialist.
Okay, definitely it sounds like that. Kate was in touch. She's 67. She recently had a 24-hour BP monitor. Now, this might make sense to you. She said she had 19 systolic in the red and 5 diastolic in the red.
In the red, yeah.
Systolic high of 163 and diastolic high of 92. She's taking 89 milligrams of Valsartan. Is this sufficient?
Yeah, you see, it brings us handily into discussion about what is the quote-unquote normal blood pressure. The quick answer is there's no such thing as a normal blood pressure. Lower is always better, with the caveat that if the blood pressure gets too low, you'll start to fall around the place, which becomes more and more of an issue the older the person gets. So the thing is that kind of ballpark figures you're looking for, if your blood pressure is, let's say, 120 over 80 or less, happy days, no issues or concerns whatsoever, 130, 85... probably reasonably acceptable as long as you don't have underlying diabetes or kidney disease. Then after that, once you start getting to the 140 over 90, you're beginning to push up against the limits of what's acceptable. And generally, if you're regularly off Orifen 24 blood pressure monitoring, your blood pressure is greater than 140 over 90, you either need treatment for your blood pressure or you need additional treatment for your blood pressure. What she's talking about there is that when the 24-hour monitor result is printed out, there are various data points throughout the 24 hours, and there are thresholds, and if the blood pressure is above that threshold, then you'll see the figures in red, and that's just giving an idea. So unfortunately, for a significant part of the 24 hours, our listeners' blood pressure is outside the acceptable range, and she may well need to have her treatment enhanced.
Okay. Now we're going to come to the people who sounded particularly anxious, and one of them is John. John was sent for a brain scan by his GP. He had it over 2 months ago. And at the time, whoever did the brain scan said that his GP would contact him with the results. But he's heard nothing. And now he says, people are saying to me, if there was anything wrong, you'd have heard by now. Yeah. But he says, surely my GP should have contacted me long ago.
Not necessarily. Pick up the phone and ring the GP. No,
okay.
I wouldn't be waiting. I actually think it's important that people realise that, that if you have any concerns, contact the practice at a reasonable interval. So if we do blood tests, we would expect people to contact us back sort of 2 weeks later, by which stage we should have the results of the blood test back. Likewise with scans and things. I think it's really important that people should follow up on these themselves.
Yeah, well, presumably, if anything did show up in a brain scan, they wouldn't leave it two and a half months.
We certainly hope so. But the only way you can be sure is by checking, and don't wait. Pick up the phone and give your GP a ring.
Do, absolutely, and put your mind at rest for once and for all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another person says, this is another one that sounded kind of urgent, as somebody that sounded like they were worried. And I know this is kind of a subject that you... is close to your heart, Eamon. It's to do with cholesterol.
Oh, yeah.
Listener says, I have a cholesterol between 6.5 and 5.5 with an LDL of 4. I don't drink or smoke. I'm only in my early 50s. No heart health issues in the family. I exercise 3 or 4 times a week and eat well.
Yeah.
My GP wants me to go on statins, but I don't want to. The only issue is that I do have a pacemaker. I'd really appreciate Eamon's opinion.
Okay. Now, the problem is that if our listener has a pacemaker, it does indicate that they have something that's not working properly with the heart. The pacemaker is an indication that the electrical system in the heart is not working properly. The argument is that if somebody... So the evidence for what they call primary prevention is not overly strong, but the evidence for secondary prevention is stronger. Secondary prevention, if something has happened to you, if you have an issue with the heart, and arguably, unfortunately, with a pacemaker that indicates you have an issue with the heart, then there is an argument to be made in that case for adding in the statin. Now, it depends very much why you had the pacemaker put in the first instance. But as a general rule, if somebody has had something happen to them, and that still is the minority of people, not the majority of people, then the evidence for using a statin is a lot stronger.
Okay, Eamon, we'll finish on this one, and it's more of an observation than a comment than a question. But this person says, I went into the pharmacy in Tralee to get my blood pressure checked. It was slightly high, nothing to worry about, but I was told to keep an eye on it. So I went to my doctor and was charged €90 for an overnight monitor plus €50 for the doctor. My blood pressure definitely went up after that because I wasn't informed there would be a charge.
Yeah, again, this is something you need to have a discussion with the GP about and be quite clear what the charges are. Now, generally and as a rule, it is the case that practices do have to publish, and if, for example, in their waiting room, they need to have a list of charges, what it is. Again, if there's any doubts, you will be encouraged to either check your blood pressure at home or have 24-hour monitoring, because that's the way you definitively know whether you've got high blood pressure or not. But in terms of the charges, that's something you need to have an individual discussion with each individual GP every time you see them.
Okay, very good. Eamon, we leave it there. Thank you so much for that.